Hello, this is Pat.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Pat Mims of Daughters of Dorcas Ministries, and it's so good to be with you one more time. I know it's been a little while, but I want you to know that God is still in the business of blessing, and He still sustains us, and He keeps us going on no matter what the trials or the adversities or what may be going on in our lives. We can rest assured that God is faithful. And I know that sometimes that's real difficult to hold on to, and it's real difficult to really to believe, particularly when things seem to be falling apart and you feel as if that there's no hope. But there is hope in Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask now that as your word goes forth, that you allow it to touch hearts and to touch minds. That you allow it to illuminate hearts and for people to come to an understanding that your word is life. And it's like marrow that develops the blood, stains us. But we thank you for your word. That's the only force that will continue into eternity. Lord, we praise you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who came into the world to deliver us from our sins, to deliver us from all dis-ease, to deliver us from the powers of Satan, and to deliver us from ourselves. Lord, we praise you right now for the power that you have given us in Jesus Christ. And we honor you, and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Anoint this word. Amen. What I want to talk to you about today is, the title is called The Jade Plant. And essentially the message is going to be about faith. I have a plant, a larger plant, jade plant, that my grandmother had given me years ago. And I took that plant and I potted it. And it's a pretty large plant. But what happened, a portion of the plant, just a little cutting, fell on the ground. And I live in a hilly area. And the front of my house faces the hill. And the hill is basically rock. Nothing grows there. It just really is grainy, hard rock. But I looked out of my kitchen window, and I saw this little jade, piece of a jade plant from above on my porch. A piece of a jade plant had fallen off. And I looked at it, and I didn't give it very much attention, and I thought to myself, oh, it's going to die. That's the thought that came into my mind, is that it is going to die. And forgot about it. But a couple of weeks later, I was sitting at my kitchen table, and by my kitchen table is a window, and I looked out of the window, and I saw that jade plant had taken root. And for me, it was like Moses and the burning bush. It got my attention, because I was so sure that plant was going to die. And I looked at that plant and I saw that somehow it was able to, on that hard, rocky ground take root. And I believe it was the Lord who spoke to me and said, your faith needs to be like that jade plant. Just refuse to give up and refuse to die. Even when people count you out, know that they don't matter. The only thing that matters is your faith in the true and the living God. And I tell you, my heart began to quiver a little bit. It was just so uncanny to see somehow, some way, that plant was going to live and it was not going to die. And I, for myself, what I always try to do, I look things in the natural. In other words, I look at what's going on in the universe, or what's going on in my life, or what's going on, natural things, things that we can see and we can comprehend. And I try to get some spiritual meaning out of it. Because I believe that God first gets our attention in the natural, because we can comprehend natural things. Because in order to ascertain spiritual things, you must have the Spirit of God. And God has to work with us, because God is a spirit. And God has to work with us to illuminate our hearts, illuminate our mind, open up our understanding to the spiritual. Because, beloved, the spiritual is eternal. And that's what people don't understand. They live in the natural all of their lives, and then they die and understand that, you know what? I was a spiritual being having an earthly experience. And then they don't make any provision for their souls. So that's what this ministry is about. This ministry is to direct you to God. This ministry is to let you know that there is a God. This ministry is to let you know that you are spirit first. And that in order to inherit eternal life, you must learn how to live spiritually by the Word of God. And by the Word of God, I'm talking about the Bible. I believe that is the only word of God, is the Bible. And that Jesus Christ came to die for us because of our sins. And when we accept him by faith, and we live a life according to the word of God, that allows us to be able to enter into the kingdom of God. But we must prove ourselves first here on this earth by first doing what? Accepting Jesus Christ. And if we accept him, then we accept his word. Let's go to the word of God that's associated with this jade plant. And it's found Matthew's the 17th chapter and the 20th verse. Well, let's start reading from the 19th verse. And it says, afterwards, the disciples asked Jesus privately, why couldn't we cast that demon out? 20th verse says, because of your little faith. Jesus told them, for if you had faith even as small as a tiny mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, move, and it would go far away. Nothing would be impossible. But this kind of demon won't leave unless you have prayed and gone without food. In this particular context of Scripture, there was a man who came to Jesus. And he was entreating Jesus, or he was at the mercy of Jesus, because his son had a mental illness. His son was mentally deranged. His son was tormented by demons. And yes, there are demons. And the man had done everything that he could. But he came to Jesus. because he knew that if Jesus couldn't help this situation, because he had exhausted everything, that his son couldn't be helped. And the Bible says that his son was in great trouble, for he would hurt himself. He would fall into fire, into water. He was totally delusional and psychotic, totally out of control. And the man told Jesus, he said, "I've listened to your word, and I brought my son to your disciples, but they couldn't help him." And Jesus rebuked his disciples, and he said, "You stubborn and faithless people, how long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to me." And then Jesus rebuked the demon in the boy, and it left him at once. From that moment on, the boy was healed. And the disciples looking, and they begin to wonder, and they ask, "Wait a minute now. If it's just a matter of words, we prayed for the boy. If it's just a matter of going through the rituals, we did what you would have done." And they asked Jesus, "Why couldn't we cast that demon out?" And Jesus simply said, "Because of your little faith." Now, it didn't say that they didn't have faith, but the endurance of their faith, the intensity of their faith, the genuineness of their faith was not enough to get the job done. You know, have you ever looked at a job and said, "I can do that job, it looks easy enough"? And you've been around people and you've seen people who have done the same job. But once you have tried to perform that activity, and it has taken more out of you than you want to put in, then you give up. And that's what happened in the context of this scripture. When they first encountered the man and his son, they thought they had enough endurance to be able to get the job done. But what they needed was power. They didn't have enough power to endure. They did not have enough power to be able to call that demon out. One of the things that Jesus Christ always did was he prepared himself for the situation. Preparation is of utmost importance when we are doing spiritual things for the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ would always pray. And what Jesus Christ was telling his disciples, you did not prepare. You did not sharpen the tools that you need to be able to combat the power that was coming against you. And what we have to do as Christians, because there's so many things in the world, there's a need that people have, but if we don't prepare ourselves, that means going into our devotional, praying, fasting, getting to the Word of God, consecrating ourselves, allowing the Word of God to permeate our hearts and our minds, that we become one with God's word. And no matter what obstacles, no matter what adversities, no matter what trials, what tribulations, what tests come our way, we have the tenacity, we have the stick to it, we have the skills to be able to see it through and be victorious. And Jesus Christ told them, he said, "Yeah, you had enough faith to start it, but you didn't have enough faith to complete it. You didn't have what it took to say, whatever it takes to be able to rebuke that demon. Whatever, if I have to stay here 3 days and prevail with that demon. I'm going to do it. But their faith only lasted so long, and then they gave up. We're dealing with a God that works in our lives that doesn't give up. We're dealing with a God that works in our lives that has all power in his hand. We're dealing with a God that on the third day he rose again, and that same power that resurrected him from the dead, we have that power if we prepare ourselves and allow and do what he did. The faith of Jesus Christ was plugged in, was tapped into his knowledge of God, his relationship with God, his experience with God. And therefore, no matter whatever came his way, he knew that he had the power to overcome it. What does that have to do with the jade plant? I believe that jade plant, even though it's a plant, made a decision that whatever it took to live, it was going to live. I don't know how, because by all natural circumstances, that little twig that fell from that main should have died. But I believe it had enough faith. I believe that it was audacious enough to say that I will live and not die. And whatever it takes in order to thrive and to live, I'm going to do just that. That's the kind of faith that we need to have. And Jesus Christ goes on to say that because of your little faith, in other words, you didn't have enough faith to be able to do what you need to do. You didn't prepare yourself. And Jesus Christ said, told them that if you had faith even as small as a tiny mustard seed. So that lets me know, a tiny mustard seed is like a little speck. And Jesus Christ said, the little speck of a mustard seed had multiple times more faith than you had. That lets me know in order to get what you need in the kingdom of God, you've got to have faith. You've got to believe God. And see, and faith says this. Faith says, even when I'm praying, faith says, even when, you know, I'm exercising the tools that God has given me, and I don't see any results, I know it's already happened. I know it's already happened, and I'm not going to give up. I'm going to hang in there until I see the results of my faith. The disciples didn't do that. Their little faith went so, and then they stopped. But a mustard seed, even though it's small, it knows in its heart that if I'm planted, I will multiply. There is no doubt about it. And that's the kind of faith we need to have when it comes to God's word. That no matter what's going on in our life, that if God's word said he'd make you the head and not the tail, guess what? And you're doing everything that God's word has prescribed you to do, you will become the head and not the tail. Glory to God. It may be 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, but you have enough faith to go see what test faith is. Faith, your faith is time. And we are microwave Christians. If we don't see it develop instantaneously, or simultaneously as we're talking about it, then we give up. And that's what happened to the disciples. They gave up. But faith said, I believe God. If God said it, it's already happened. It's already done in the spiritual realm. And it will be manifested in the natural realm. I am going to hang in there. Just like that little mustard seed. Can barely see it. And even though I'm tiny, my faith is strong. Glory to God. It's powerful. Because I have what? Enduring faith. I have that faith that will last until I see the results of what I'm praying for. I see the results of what I'm living for. I see the results of what God told me. I will not give up. And Jesus Christ goes on to tell them. He said, nothing is impossible if you have faith. Isn't that something? Nothing. Because you're operating in the what? In the spiritual realm. The jade plant. I look at that jade plant now. That jade plant is about 3 feet tall. Now, when I saw the little shavings, the little twig that fell, that was about 2 or 3 years ago. And I'm looking at it now, out of my window. Glory to God. And I tell you, it is an inspiration to me. You know, how as the sun is, it's just like it's praising God. Standing tall, glory to God, hallelujah, thriving. Why? Because it did not give up. And saints of God, that's what we need to do. We need to be Christians that won't give up. We won't give up on that son. We won't give up on that daughter. We won't give up on the husband. We won't give up on ourselves, glory to God. And we will believe the word of God. Whatever God says, we're not going to look to man. What man says, what man does, glory to God, hallelujah. We're not going to look to our feelings. And let me tell you, our feelings will stop you every time. Whatever God says, it is possible. All things are possible to them that believe. If you've got enough faith, glory to God, hallelujah, and prepare yourself to do whatever God has told you to do, to see it through, it will come into fruition. It will come into manifestation. Glory to God. All you've got to do is prepare yourself to be able to do what God has told you to do and wrap yourself up in the Word of God and believe that God's Word is true. It's true. It is settled in heaven. What it needs to be settled in you, that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt, like that gene plant, that some way, somehow, I'm going to live. And I'm not only just going to live, I'm going to have an abundant life. I'm going to thrive. When things look mighty bad, because of my faith in the Word of God, because I trust God, and I trust Him because I love Him, and because I love Him, and I know He loves me, I worship God, hallelujah. I worship Him. And in that worship, in that adoration, in that steadfastness, in that faithfulness, oh, glory to God. I know that God is going to come through. That all things are possible to them that believe. Not some things. All things. What we have to do, we have to put aside what things look like in the natural and put on our spiritual eyeglasses and understand that with God doesn't work according to the way things look to us. God doesn't work according to our time frame. God works according to our faith. And let me tell you, if you have faith, that means that you're going to work with God to make it happen. Now, I don't believe that. I believe God, I sit down and God just does it. No. If I want a ministry, then I'm going to work because I can see that ministry. I could see God doing it, and I'm going to work along those lines with God to make it happen. As James said, faith without works is what is dead, and there's no such thing as dead faith. If I believe God, then I'm going to do what I need to do in order. I'm going to do my part in order for it to come into manifestation. I'm going to fast. I'm going to pray. You know, I'm going to be good to people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to be loving. I'm going to be kind. I'm going to be generous. You know, I'm going to be a woman or a man of God. Hallelujah. Why? Even when I get nothing out of it. Because I'm a faith person. Because I believe God. I believe God. I believe that it's already done. And I'm walking, what? I'm walking in my miracle. And I'm walking in my blessing. I wish you could see that jade plant. And it's like it holds its hands up to God and said, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I praise you that I didn't give in and I didn't give out. Lord, I hung in there, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. But I thank you for your mercy and I thank you for your kindness. And that's one thing we have to understand is that in our walk with God, it's not, we don't deserve his mercy and we don't deserve his grace. But beloved, once you know who God is, then your relationship changes with him. And you want to have enough faith. The seed as a mustard, the size of a mustard seed, to be able to hang in there. Even though the outer man perish, our inner man is growing strong. Why? Because we're preparing ourselves. We're increasing our faith. We're going from glory to glory. We're going from test to test that the world can see the glory of God that operates in us. We will not fear. We will not give up. We are victorious. Why? Because we are children of God. We're strong. We are faithful, and we give all the honor and glory to God. And we just thank God for the faith that he's given us. We just thank God that we can push beyond our feelings, push beyond our circumstances, push beyond what's going on, and we dive into the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by what? By the Word of God. And those things that are invisible because of our faith becomes visible. Glory to God. We don't let those things that are visible now stop the invisible from happening. But we operate in the spiritual realm knowing that if God is for us, he is more than the world against us. We thank God for what God has done in our lives. We thank God because we're children of the Most High. We thank God because he has given us spiritual tools, glory to God, in order to persevere and thrive so that others can latch on and we can be contagious and let them know that this thing called Christianity is real. And they, too, should put their faith and hope in Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we just want to be like that jade plant. We just want to thrive because we're plugged in to Jesus Christ. And we know where our hope comes. It's come from Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. We will not fear. We will not back down. We are strong. And as that jade plant, we hold our head up high. And we worship and we magnify God for the power that he's given us. Hallelujah, in this world, to overcome every obstacle. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, we don't know what next week brings, but we know who brings next week. Walk in the power and the authority and the love of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Jesus loves you. This is Daughters of Dorcas signing up. Be strong and be courageous. And fight the good fight of faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a victorious and wonderful week in Jesus' name. Bye-bye.